This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The government is starting to get to the bottom of this tomato scare. The FDA says tomatoes harvested after May 1st in California and Florida are safe to eat. But the feds still haven't determined where the outbreak of salmonella began. This doesn't mean you can order a salad for lunch and expect to see tomatoes on it. Restaurants and grocery stores are still being very careful. But the all clear for Florida and California will certainly help. More from Ashley Milne-Tite.
The FDA has already okayed tomatoes from various other states like Maryland, but they're states that have recently started their harvests, so they weren't shipping many tomatoes anyway, certainly not enough to replenish empty grocers' shelves around the country. Amy Philpott is with the United Fresh Produce Association. She says Florida, on the other hand, is such a big producer that tomato buyers can breathe a sigh of relief.
So now that Florida is back into the shipping, it means that we'll have supplies to all restaurants and supermarkets.
She says when the tomato ban came down, Florida already had tons of tomatoes in the supply chain. Now the ban has been lifted, those tomatoes can be released immediately. She says tomatoes should be back on most shelves and menus within days. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The dollar fell today against most other currencies, so oil prices went up again. They're at $133 a barrel. Later on, we'll get a reading of U.S. oil reserves, so I'm sure that's going to affect the price as well. So far on Wall Street, the Dow is down 71 points to 12,218. The NASDAQ has fallen 10. The S&P 500 is down 4 points. Some gains in Asia today, with the Nikkei adding about 1%. European shares are down 0.5% so far. The Donald has brought his unique brand of showmanship to Scotland this week. Trump wants permission to build a $2 billion golf resort on the Scottish coast. But as much as they love golf, many Scots want Trump to get lost. A 3-week public hearing is underway. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, joins us now. Stephen, I understand the Scottish are divided about this.
Yes, because while there is quite a bit of local opposition because of the concern about what it might do to this beautiful landscape, this is an economically depressed part of the country, and so there is some support for what is a pretty big development and will bring perhaps as many as 500, perhaps even 1,000 jobs to the area.
I actually read that Trump said, if you reject this, there will be a terrible blow to Scotland. You believe
that one? The
Scottish
economy will never recover. I mean, I don't think they'll ever recover anyway, because you've got these sort of rather dour, reticent Scottish people confronted by this amazingly flamboyant character flying in with his Boeing 727 with Trump blazoned all on one side. And, of course, his extraordinary hairstyle. After the first day, Trump said, I'm slaying them. We'll know in about 3 weeks whether his arguments will carry the day.
Well, is anyone else interested in this property if this resort doesn't get approved?
Not that I'm aware of. I cannot believe that this bit of coastline, beautiful as it is, would have anything like the commercial value it would have if Trump got permission to build his golf course there. I think if he does sell and if he goes home, it'll just go back to being a very quiet but beautiful Scottish backwater.
All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Disney is pretty protective of its movies, but this summer the studio plans to give people a little something for free. Every movie that airs on ABC's Wonderful World of Disney will be available online for a week for free. The films include Finding Nemo, Monsters, Inc., and Peter Pan. They will have no commercial interruptions either. The ratings agencies, Fitch, Moody's, Standard & Poor's, are headed for the principal's office today. The SEC wants to know why in the heck these agencies gave AAA ratings to bonds that turned out to be junk. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
The SEC is expected to take aim at conflicts of interest in the ratings business. Investment banks pay Moody's, Fitch, and Standard & Poor's to rate their bonds. Critics say competition for that business led the agencies to throw objectivity out the window. Joseph Mason teaches finance at Louisiana State University. He says the ratings agencies often help design the very bonds they rate. The SEC is considering putting a stop to that.
That is one of the many open secrets on Wall Street. Ratings agencies continue to insist that they don't engage in this practice, and yet everyone on the street knows they do.
Commissioners may require more disclosure of the agency's ratings methods. They could also propose a separate rating scale for volatile securities like mortgage-backed bonds. The public will have a chance to comment on the reforms before a final vote. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Today, Congress holds a hearing on the business of radio, specifically royalties for playing music. Jeremy Hobson has that story from Washington.
You keep saying you got something for me.
A lot's changed in radio since 1966 when Nancy Sinatra released her hit, These Boots Are Made for Walking. Even the songs changed a bit, thanks to Jessica Simpson.
You keep saying you got something for me.
But one thing hasn't changed. It's still free for FM radio to play those songs. They don't have to pay royalties to musicians as satellite radio and radio stations in other countries do.
I don't think that's fair.
That's Nancy Sinatra, who will be making the case on Capitol Hill later today for a royalty requirement. She doesn't buy the argument that radio play leads to record sales.
Most of the time when I listen to the radio, I don't hear them mentioning the artist or the musicians or any of that. So I don't see where the promotion is.
Well, that's interesting because we just released a study that proves without doubt that radio airplay generates enormous revenues for record labels and the musicians.
That's Dennis Wharton with the National Association of Broadcasters. He says royalties could cost the industry as much as a third of its annual ad revenue.
This is a dire threat to the radio business.
Wharton's argument seems to be resonating on Capitol Hill. Already, almost half of the House of Representatives has signed a resolution against imposing royalty fees on radio broadcasters. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Also in Congress today, a look at a bill that would make loans for green homes and energy-efficient remodeling projects more affordable. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton has more.
Throughout the housing boom, green building was often brushed aside as too costly. But with home sales in a rut, energy-efficient housing could now offer a bright spot. The House Financial Services Committee is holding a hearing today on boosting the number of government-backed, low-interest loans for green homes and remodels. Sustainable housing advocate Stockton Williams says the legislation would not only stimulate the housing market, it would help consumers.
Green homes can save them money, and that's important at a time when gas is $4 a gallon and higher, and home utility rates are skyrocketing in many parts of the country.
Stockton says federal leadership is essential in making green building affordable to the masses, but not too much leadership, warns the National Association of Home Builders. The trade group urges Congress to stay away from any mandatory green building rules. It says consumer demand for energy-efficient homes has been slow to take off. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Ghost stories, food fights, midnight hikes, poison oak. What do those have in common? They're all part of the ritual known as summer camp. But as money gets tighter, a lot of parents are worrying the cost.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.